Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk held last night at the Kennedy Center. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard saying of the conservative activist,
"You know, I've said many times, and every soldier lives this fact, this truth. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death for your right to say it. Charlie lived by this principle."
Officials in Utah say Charlie Kirk's alleged killer, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, said to be not cooperating with officials, but his family and friends are. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel just concluding talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They are discussing more about their meeting, speaking with reporters this morning. President Trump plans to visit Britain this week, his second state visit there. He'll be at Windsor Castle. The Federal Reserve Board holds its September meeting this week as president continues trying to control the independent central bank. This is ABC News. In London, there was a big anti-immigration protest over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people were there. ABC's Lama Hassan was there as well.
A sea of British flags associated with English pride. Some demonstrators clashing with police as they tried to get through a march against fascism counter-protest that drew about 5,000 people. Tech billionaire Elon Musk making a surprise virtual appearance, his latest inflammatory foray into overseas politics, telling the crowd to fight back or die, calling the left the party of murder, and saying the UK needs revolutionary government change.
American F-35 fighter jets seen landing in Puerto Rico over the weekend, said to be part of a crackdown on drug trafficking. That as the Coast Guard stopped, boarded, and searched a Venezuelan fishing boat over the weekend. They found no drugs, only fish. Venezuela calls the search unwarranted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The DNR would like to remind hunters the deer management zones were modified in the Northern Forest Zone and part of the Central Forest Zone for the 2025 season. The deer management units, or DMUs, in the Northern Forest Zone have also changed to be habitat-based units. The new units are numerically labeled, and portions of five northern counties have been converted to farmland DMUs. The eastern portion of the Central Forest Zone has been reduced in size, affecting four counties, and the Central Forest DMUs are now numerically labeled as well. Several counties in southeast Wisconsin have new metro subunit boundaries. You can review the map of the new DMUs and see the season structure breakdown by counties at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, September 25th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m., the Park Falls Public Library is proud to host an adult craft group, Witch's Broom. There is a limit of 20 people, and you must be 18 or older. You can sign up at the circulation desk, and an $8 donation will help to cover the cost of supplies. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, September 25th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m., over at the Park Falls Public Library. Remember, stop in at the circulation desk as soon as possible to sign up. Wisconsin will be getting federal disaster money after the flooding last month, but not all the help Governor Tony Evers requested. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
The federal government approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced yesterday that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Evers. Everyday people with flood damage in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties will get the money. But that kind of help is still under review for the folks in Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties. All six counties will get money straight to their local governments to fix infrastructure, according to the governor's office. It's estimated that last month's storms did more than $76 million in damage to structures and public infrastructure. More than 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Menagua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Menagua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Menagua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MenaguaCars.com.
Oh, commodity prices are getting squeezed at the farm gate, but there is one element that may at least remain flat. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. What is that element? Answer next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
One of the major expenses that farms look at during the harvest is diesel cost. Jason Schwantz is the Senior Vice President of Energy with CHS Cooperative. He said, well, supplies have been a little tight through the summer months because some refineries have been retooling. Now, he says, producers should hopefully be looking forward to a little bit lower, if not flat, costs. But he advises, buy early.
I think we're going to kind of be in this trough here. Fuel is a little more expensive, but from a year ago, it's actually down. So I think right now is actually a good time to buy. I think supply is going to get tighter as we go into that harvest because you're just going to have heavy, heavy demand. And from everything I've heard, there is an extremely good corn and soybean crop out there, which I think everybody is very happy about. I don't know that they're exactly happy about where the commodity prices are at, but hopefully we can have a bountiful harvest and have a really good crop out there. But it's going to take a lot of fuel to go over that crop.
That advice from Jason Schwantz, the Senior Vice President of Energy for CHS Cooperative. He said, well, some refineries did retool this summer. Others have yet to do their retooling. He said that's why they're bringing more supplies to the marketplace right now.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And today, Wisconsin Senator Pat Tested and Representative Scott Krug are introducing a bill that opens the doors for farmers and solar developers to work together locally to generate power that subscribers in Wisconsin can use. It also will give local towns and municipalities control over siting those projects. We'll keep you posted. That's a look at what's happening in food news for a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
98 Q Country. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy.
Carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray blacktop, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. For an old New Holland, hammered down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town, singing. Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a back road song. I feel the wheels like a melody. Like a radio dialing in strong. Come on, come on, sing along, sing along to my backroads song. Ooh.
get better. Girl, what I'm thinking is I can pick you up, you slide in this truck, and I can hear you singing. Let me hear you singing. Ooh. Ooh. Freedom is the miles we're rolling on. Ooh. Out here cruising to a backroad song. I feel the wheels like a melody, like a radio dialing in strong. Come on, sing along to my backroad song. Sing along to my back road song. This is my back road song. This is my back road song. Come on, sing along.
Where legends live.
Hey, this is Leanne Womack.
And new stars shine.
Hey, it's Shaboozy.
It is the best ever.
98Q Country.
Up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? We gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love. Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all out for the middle of June, from the wedding cake to the honeymoon. And your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, and you did too. Then I looked at that bed, I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love. Kiss me or not?
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on loving, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Now what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle, put my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil went walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil will walk in my shoes. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
98 Q Country.
In your darkest hour.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I got heartaches in my pocket.
Dwight Yoakam, 98Q Country, and Monday morning. How are we doing? 27 past 6. Broadcasting the morning show from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Now, the return of summer. It began a little bit yesterday, but we'll see high temps at least 80 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And staying in the 70s Thursday, cooling off a bit for the weekend with temperatures probably 65 to 70 over the weekend. But after the cool weather we had, the 81 will feel warm. It feels warm this morning. And we'll see those winds out of the south-southeast today at about 5 to 10. Should be a beautiful day to be out and about and moving around. We'll do a little gray area later this morning, take a little recap of the Packer game, the Viking game, the Lions-Bears game, and other observances from the morning guy as I ventured south over the weekend down to Milwaukee for an event down there. And it's just, I don't know, when you live in the Northwoods and you go to the big city, it's an adjustment. You have to just accept the fact that it's just a different way of being, of living. There's a lot of people. You know, there's always somebody in your rearview mirror. That's what, that's the biggest thing I notice right away when I go to the big city is when you're driving somewhere, it doesn't matter. You could be on a one-way dead-end street. You look in your rearview mirror and there's somebody right on your bumper saying, hey, 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 let's go, let's go, let's go. I got someplace to be. Come on. Where's your blinker? Blinkers? I don't use blinkers up here. What are you talking about? But there's always somebody behind you, it seems like. So we'll talk a little bit about that. The adventures to the big city a little bit later on. Packers win and do it convincingly last Thursday, of course. I wasn't here on Friday to chat about that. That seems like a ways ago. The Bears, well, yeah, kind of went down like we thought it would. The Lions are still all right. They're doing okay. And the Vikings going through some growing pains with their, well, Vikings going through growing pains with their rookie quarterback, but he's not the only problem. The Vikings have. It seems like whenever someone puts on a uniform and goes to play for the Minnesota Vikings, they have the inability to play the offensive line position. They're out the Viking offensive line. Just porous last night, and the Atlanta Falcons beat them badly. So the Packers sit atop the NFC Norris Division. Packers sitting there at 2-0. They'll hit the road this week. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Gray will join us for the Gray Area. A little bit after 8 this morning, and a real emotional weekend for the Brewers. They not only clinched a playoff spot, but Pat Murphy reading a letter that Bob Uecker wrote before he passed away to the team. We'll play that for you also in the 7 o'clock. Actually, we'll probably save that for the Gray Area. Probably save that for the Gray Area, because that was a pretty cool moment for Brewer fans. It's 6:30. Twice an hour, we get you updated on news and sports, so let's take a moment here to do just that.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk held last night at the Kennedy Center. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard saying of the conservative activist,
you know, I've said many times, and every soldier lives this fact, this truth. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death for your right to say it. Charlie lived by this principle.
Officials in Utah say Charlie Kirk's alleged killer, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, said to be not cooperating with officials, but his family and friends are. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel just concluding talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They are discussing more about their meeting, speaking with reporters this morning. President Trump plans to visit Britain this week, his second state visit there. He'll be at Windsor Castle. The Federal Reserve Board holds its September meeting this week as President continues trying to control the independent central bank. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Did you know that most cases of Lyme disease occur from May to October? If you're out hunting this fall, remember to check for ticks to fight the bite. If you find a tick, don't panic and use some tweezers to carefully remove it. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Wednesday, September 25th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's a blood drive over at the Phillips High School. You can donate blood and receive a free pair of flannel pants while supplies last. Appointments are preferred. You can call 877-232-4376 or visit vercity.org/Wisconsin. That is vercity.org/WI. As a helpful tip, make sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, September 24th, over at 990 Flambeau Avenue in Phillips. A couple of Wisconsin lawmakers from opposite sides of the political divide have come together for a cause close to the hearts of Wisconsinites, the Green Bay Packers. Lisa Hale has more.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Congressman Tony Weed have introduced the Go Pack Go Act, designed to allow Packers fans in Wisconsin, no matter where they live, to watch the Pack play on television. Over 400,000 people living in Wisconsin counties are considered either a part of Minnesota or Michigan television markets, so they end up watching either the Lions or the Vikings games instead of the Packers if the games are scheduled at the same time. The Go Pack Go Act would require cable and satellite companies to give Wisconsin subscribers access to games from a Wisconsin market.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickle.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Attention deer hunters! Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, O'Deer Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
98Q Country.
Alabama on the boombox, baby. About to get a little boondock.
Let's go.
Y'all
better turn this one up.
The way you kiss. Ooh, I love watching.
Country.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink, little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down, and right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you, I got my mind on you. Slide a little closer, babe. Wanna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slower. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind. Through the night, got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. Four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you have been looking like you do, I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my mind on you. I got my hands and my eyes and my mind on you.
All right, George Burge at 98Q Country. Oh, a few events I see lined up for this coming weekend. If you guys got something going on with your nonprofit group or organization, drop us a note, drop off the flyer at the radio station, email it to us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and let us know what's going on. It's going through the stack of things that people have emailed to us, and we always appreciate that. So we'll promote some of those going on this week. The Brewers have officially wrapped up a playoff spot. Haven't won the division, but they wrapped up a playoff spot over the weekend. They'll be off today. The Brewers will have the The LA Angels coming to town for a three-game set. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what are they doing this weekend? They're going to head out to St. Louis for a set this weekend. And such a cool moment this weekend when Pat Murphy, after the Brewers clinched a playoff spot, read a letter that Bob Uecker wrote to the team before he passed away. We'll share that with you coming up during the Gray Area this morning. We'll do a little football recap. And some other observations also from the weekend as the morning guy, the small town morning guy. It always it always kind of makes me giggle a little bit when I travel down to the southern part of the state and talk to people down there, and they're like, I was having a conversation with someone, in fact, on Saturday, and they said, yeah, we last weekend we went up north, and I stopped the person, and I said, what do you think up north is? And they're like, oh, we're in Green Bay area. And I said, you realize that that's really not north. I said, oh, you want to talk north? Everybody's got their own definition of what up north is. For us, what's up north? Well, we kind of have a feeling we're in the up north, but we kind of consider even farther north, right? Once you hit Lake Superior, then we're like, okay, we're north now. We're north. People in the southern part of the state, they get to Stevens Point, and they're like, ooh, look at the trees. Incredible. I wasn't meaning to mock you, but I guess it kind of sounded that way. But it's good to be back after some travel. A lot of. I think I put in like 10 hours, I think, by the time the whole weekend was over, was down in Milwaukee. It was a good weekend. Just to brag a little bit, little guy here, 12 teams. There was 120 players in our Big Bags tournament down in Milwaukee, 12 teams. Yep. I didn't contribute a lot. I contributed some. There were a lot of younger guys, but we took it down. No trophy to show off. Couple of George Washingtons, couple of Abes, couple of dollar bills. That was about it. So it was a good weekend. It was a fun weekend. Hope your weekend was good. If not, you have my permission to plan for something. And the coming weekend, it's going to be warm today. 80 plus today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. The return of summer. Let's get some words of wisdom to get us into this warm Monday. We take a moment here to focus on the family.
The Royal Gorge Bridge here in Colorado is a stunning attraction, but watch out, it could change how you see your spouse. The Royal Gorge is one of the highest suspension bridges in the world, almost 1,000 feet above the river below. The walking surface is sturdy, but if you look through the gaps between the wooden planks, you'll see all the way down. And there's also the swing factor. Every bridge has some flexibility, but a suspension bridge, well, you can feel it, and that stresses some people out. So how can a suspension bridge affect the way you see your spouse? In the early 1970s, experiments revealed the impact that stress has on our opinion of others. 20 college-age men were asked to cross one of two bridges, a rickety suspension bridge and one made of steel and concrete. Waiting at the other end was a woman. The guys who crossed the sturdy bridge had a more positive reaction toward the woman than the guys who made the stressful journey across the suspension bridge. Stress affects relationships at every level, from your initial impression of someone to how you see your spouse of 25 years. According to the study, the difference lies in the strength of the foundation on which you're standing. So, do everything within your power to reduce or release your marriage from stress. Strengthen the connection with your spouse by building a stronger bridge. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Oh, Ozempic.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
98Q Country.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98Q Country.
I don't believe in any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Oh,
You're the lucky one, but I see things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says of the recent attack on Hamas in Qatar,
we assume full responsibility for it because we believe the terrorists should not be given a haven.
As for U.S. involvement, Rubio says he's hoping, despite the attack in Doha, that Qatar will continue to help with a ceasefire.
We are focused on what happens now, what happens next, what role can Qatar play possibly in reaching an outcome here that leads not just to the end of this hostilities, not just to the release of all of the hostages.